That's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
What is up? Welcome to another exciting installment of the VAR show!
I don't know, I just have to complain. Every time when I'm a guest here, these guys expect me to know what to do. No, guys, I don't.
Well, we have to put you on the spot, you know, because you're one of us, you know?
Spots.
Even when you're not sharing you with us. You see what I'm saying? That joke. That joke was an ass joke. Actually, it was a huge joke. Yeah. But because we're close, you know, it's an ass joke. What is up? What is going on? This is DJ Sticks speaking. And I am not alone today.
I am Calvin. I almost said I am with.
My name is with.
Yes, I am Calvin. Yeah. As you all know, when I'm on the VAR show, yeah. I don't come as the Black Knight, but I come as Calvin.
Yeah, because it's a morning show.
Yep.
Yeah. And
no, even the political show is a morning show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So you Black Knight in the morning.
You know.
Eish.
Blackout.
No, that's the stuff.
That's what we're facing now in all over the world. In the world right today, blackouts. We're facing blackouts.
Because it's at night.
Yes.
So it's a black night, in other words.
We.
Yeah.
You know
DJ Stones couldn't make it today. He sends his regards. But I do not care because I have a better signing, a last minute signing.
Always a last minute signing.
On a serious note, Black Knight, I want to thank you for joining us today. It was a last minute thing, literally. I told him like...
Just to say, I feel like a super sub.
Yeah.
To everyone who's listening, I feel like a super sub. I feel like every time they call me,
yes,
they just trust that this guy's going to score.
Yeah.
And then show them flames.
And he always scores.
Miss the penalty.
Ah, okay. No.
Okay.
He doesn't miss, guys. He always scores because we always end up having a nice show. And I have a feeling inside that says tonight... That says this show is going to be a dope show. So, before we get into it, let us listen to these great tunes. track.
What a track.
What track
was that?
It was a hard track.
Okay, just joking.
That's all you need to know. So, this past weekend was a very tough weekend.
Very.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, like...
like I had a full Saturday, Sunday, Friday. Like it started Friday night. You know Friday you're expecting one of those teams to play.
Yeah. Like a good Brighton versus Leeds or something.
Ish. And then you wake up to sad news.
Yeah.
Condolences. Mm-hmm, much respect. Yeah. Heart, livers and everything bowing down. Like I totally respect Queen Elizabeth and all of that.
Yeah.
But I don't respect what they did to the Premier League.
Okay.
No, that I don't respect, shame. No matter what, I can never respect that.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So if you still
send my condolences, sorry.
To the family. So if you still somehow haven't caught up with what's happening, last week we had the very unfortunate news that the Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth had passed away.
Yeah.
She passed away on last week Thursday.
Yeah.
In the evening. And yeah, it was very sad. Obviously the football world, you know.
Yeah.
She's been playing a part, you know. I mean she knighted Sir Alex Ferguson, you know. So she was involved in the footballing game.
Sports
in general,
because she also knew Hamilton, even though
Louis Hamilton,
because Hamilton lost his race, he became second, but at least he was knighted.
Yeah.
And what a privilege for him to be knighted by the Queen before she leaves.
Yeah.
That's like also a good thing.
Yeah. So the world in general experienced loss. Yeah. But obviously for us, that was not the only saddening news.
That's not the only loss we experienced.
later that week, we found out that the Premier League, you know, would be postponing their weekend fixtures.
2 weeks.
You know, which?
Was it 2 weeks?
No, it was actually one.
Just one.
Yeah, it's the weekend. And then following week, we have international break. But anyway.
I just like how you just glance over there. You know, like, anyway.
Yeah, guys. It's cool, you know, life goes on.
It doesn't. But I'm still on Thursday.
The worst part for me, right? Which is, I understand, you know. But the league actually had a choice because the government said, you know, we're not going to force anyone to close.
No, respect also to what they did.
Yeah, so we do respect the league, but obviously.
Yeah, like obviously the sports side of us.
Yeah, you know, the respect wasn't.
Was crying.
Was much less on on Thursday night. So as the VR show, as Tabo and Calvin, we just want to send our condolences to the royal family.
Yeah.
We're with you. Yeah. And also to all of the footballing fans who didn't catch the Premier League.
Yeah. And we're glad everything was stopped for her.
Yeah.
We're actually glad on a humanitarian point of view. As humans, we were actually glad because she does deserve all that attention
from the world. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And one thing that they actually did was, so the matches that wouldn't have been affected as much if they postponed, they actually postponed matches on Thursday.
Sure.
So yeah, and then obviously there was some Europa games that they couldn't postpone.
Yeah.
Like the Man United and Real Sociedad, because I mean the Real team was already in Manchester and stuff. So yeah, but what they did was, so they had black armbands.
Yeah.
So they had black armbands and then I know with the billboards, with the sponsoring boards around the pitch, they were pitch black. So yeah, so it was a nice gesture.
Did you just mix pitch and black?
So yeah, they were pitch. Oh, pitch black. Oh, so the boards on the pitch were black.
And they were wearing black armbands, and then it's pitch black.
Yeah, but that wasn't the end of football.
There were
some leagues that were continuing.
Yep.
Like La Liga, we had some interesting games. With, of course, the highlighting game for me was the Real Madrid game.
Oh.
You know? No, the Barcelona was cool too.
That my man.
No.
That my man, Leva.
No, look.
My man.
As a Barca fan, you know, that was a good game. You
I'm
know
not
what
a Barca fan, but Lewandowski is just doing the
He's...
He's just...
Literally now I see why, you know, Haaland couldn't get that golden boot. Like, he's the only man who can go toe-to-toe with Erling.
Yeah.
Which is, and it's... It's crazy to see how fast he actually adapted to the Barca squad.
Yeah. It's crazy. They play beautiful soccer. Like beautiful. It's like this guy has always been there. And he's playing with young kids. Him and Dembele. Big ups to Dembele also.
Dembele is carrying the fort.
He just stood up and like, you know what? I'm not captain, but he's not captain.
No, it's not. It's definitely.
Next thing is captain.
It's not captain. It's not vice captain.
But how he, second but vice. How he's just owning the play.
Yeah.
See how many assists come from him. Like, it's just, Barca is crazy.
No, and we'll actually speak about this one later on in the show, you know, because there's a very interesting fixture that I want to speak about that's coming this week. It's a UEFA game. Mm-hmm. But let's not, you know what I'm saying? Let's not touch on that one now. Back to the Madrid game. So the reason why this game was a very good game for me is that records were broken. Mm. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there was a man on the pitch. His name was Hazard. Now, the funny thing about Hazard was that he hasn't started a Madrid league game since 290 something days ago.
Okay.
Literally, Hazard hasn't started a league game for Madrid. 290. I don't know if my sentence makes sense.
That can't be since he was signed, right, by Madrid.
Oh, no. Obviously, like injury problems and, you know, him being overweight.
Make it sound very wrong. You
know? Like, no.
Since Madrid was,
yes.
And Hazard was, Hazard has never.
No. 290 something days ago was the last time Hazard started a league game for Madrid.
And what did he do when he was
in? He played a good game.
He played.
Yeah.
But the last game he played, second half or what? Is it second half?
I think it was Champions League, I think.
It was the Champions League and then he scored.
Yeah, he scored. So Hazard's coming up, people.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to hype him or anything, but he is coming.
Busy telling he's fat and all of that. We were all complaining about that.
Yeah, I know. Now we're complaining because, you know, he's affecting our FIFA and stuff like that.
Can't beat people properly.
You can't. And then obviously Barca playing well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What more can you say about La Liga, you know? Moving on.
It's just those two. Is that how boring La Liga is?
No,
you can just talk about Barca and Madrid and they're like, oh, moving on.
No, the league's fine, you know, but And then Bundesliga. Do you know Bayern isn't first?
No way.
I know, it's crazy.
How's that even possible? Like, they have money.
I found this out, like, recently. So, yeah, Bayern Munich is not first. And
sorry, to probably people are probably wondering, guys, you're a sports show. How don't you know? Like, you know, with the German league, you never watch that thing. It's like, I think that's why it's probably not even aired that much. Because you're like, we know, guys, who's going to take it. So guys, what's the point of watching?
Like, no matter what, you know. And I'm going to, on a serious note as well, I mean, them signing money didn't help. You know,
it's like, you're just making it worse now. like, what the heck, guys?
Yeah.
And look what you're doing to Liverpool.
Hey.
Okay, go back to the Bundesliga.
So Bayern's not first.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Dortmund's not first.
That's also interesting.
Leipzig's not first.
Wait, where are you going with that?
You know where I'm going?
No.
FC Union Berlin is first in the Bundesliga.
Do you know what we do?
No
jokes. Do you know what we used to do to that team as City when we play with them in UEFA? And then they leading.
That team is first in the Bundesliga.
Okay, that's...
Which was a very, very...
A round of applause to them.
Interesting fact.
That's
nice.
Like, enjoyed while it lasts, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
hopefully they finish mid-table. Hopefully they stay in the Bundesliga. Because that's how much the Bundesliga can change. You know
that's how
saying?
Rough this can get.
No, but six games in... And
then we're just hoping that at least...
No, six games in, they have 13 points, so it's...
Yeah, they can still, like, still be part of the league.
Yes.
Mm. No, but Bayern, we're just shocked. That's all we're saying to Bayern, we're just shocked.
Yeah, you know? What's happening, guys? You know? And then, now we... So obviously there was no Premier League fixtures playing. Mm. But that does not mean that there weren't some news. Mm. So the first piece I want to speak about is a certain man coming back into the league.
Which league?
Into the Premier League.
Oh, okay.
So he was actually signed by a team called Wolverhampton, aka Wolves. And I feel that this guy will cause some trouble in the league. You know, he's been gone for some time now, but he's back, right? Diego Costa.
Ah.
Diego Costa.
Can I just say, do you know how this guy got me anticipating when I was waiting? Anxiously waiting. Like, when?
Like, who is this guy?
Ah, Tabo.
Diego Costa.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it stones or sticks?
Sticks
and stones. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you catch now.
Ducky moment. I just got it right now.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is that...
No.
He was in Chelsea.
You guys are forgetting.
He was in Chelsea.
This guy was a menace.
But it didn't...
What?
It didn't cause trouble in the Premier League.
What?
With him, where did Chelsea end up? Did they win the Premier League?
Yeah, they won the Premier League.
With him?
Yes, with him.
When was that?
Diego Costa, Hazard. It was the 14-15 season.
Oh, was it with Mourinho?
Because that's the last time
they won the Premier League when Mourinho came back.
Oh, no. They won 2017 with Conte as well. I don't think Costa was in that one. But check this out. 89 appearances in the Premier League. 52 goals. 52. Obviously, those are not like Haaland stats.
Yes.
But people, we have to remember, you know, that there was still like Aguero and them.
I was about to say, crazy guys. We still had like beautiful players.
No, 52 goals, 16 assists. So he's a very good striker. And if you look at, I mean, Chelsea, you had Hazard, you had Willian. All of these are like other guys scoring. But now at Wolves, a guy like him, he's the main.
But remember,
you know what I'm saying?
Remember, Tabo, here I'm going to fight you.
Oh, no.
The reason why I fight you here is because remember, the team you are in matters. If they're going to give you, if the opportunities will be there for you to score. Because you can't score one man as a striker.
But I'm saying.
It's not like he's going to run from the center one man.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Go score. But. If the ball is going to play, be played, the ball can be taken away from him. The same argument I had with Haaland
is that
with a City, he will score a lot of goals. But with a City play, he's also open to not scoring as many goals as we think he would. You get what I'm saying? And I think that's what happened when he only scored one goal after the two hat-tricks. Was it one goal, right? Or was it two goals?
It was two goals.
Two goals after the hat-tricks. Like, people didn't say... Like, it wasn't the same focus when he's got the two hat-tricks. You know, when he's got the two hat-tricks?
This is the same reaction. You
see what we meant?
He's going to score 40!
This is what we meant, you know? And then he scored two, and then people are... Okay, I think we have to relax. You get what I'm saying?
I hear what
you're saying, but we also look at the team that is playing for. If it was playing for City, then I was going to say, okay, that's scary because the play of City, the play of United now, how they just, you know, the play is dangerous of always putting balls in the center and anyone can do anything. I think the play becomes, not less dangerous when it's only looking at Haaland.
Yeah.
When it's only looking at Messi. You know, that we can... You know, but if we...
Just close him and then it's
over.
Yeah,
but if Fernandes can
score... If you don't know who's going to hurt you.
If Anthony can score, if Rashford can score, now you don't know who to go for.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, and... sorry, I was about to speak about United. Sorry.
Okay, no. We don't talk about United on this one. This is an all-City show. DJ Stones is not here. No, but obviously.
But obviously, with all of that experience.
No, obviously, I'm not saying he's gonna challenge for Golden Boot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, especially not this season. You know, coming back, I think he was at Atletico, and to be honest, he never had the best spell
You know, there he was.
But so it is. I feel like it's a good transfer for him coming back in the Premier League. Obviously, him coming back at Wolves means that he's gonna start a couple of games.
Mm.
So it's a good signing for Wolves, and it's also like a good signing for him. I'm just saying, you know, we're gonna see him in the.
In fact,
we're gonna see him
in instead of the whole medical issue that happened to Eriksen,
yeah,
when he played for Brentford,
yeah, for Brentford,
he was struggling to how can I put it? He couldn't pick up the whole team alone.
Yeah, this is a
you
good
get
example.
What I'm saying?
This is a good example.
Yeah, he couldn't pick up the whole team alone, but mm-hmm. you could tell that there's an Eriksen there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I believe probably that's what is going to happen to him. It's like when they lost their number 11 that used to run and like you can't stop him, you can't trip him, you can't do anything to Traore.
Traore!
You know what I mean? But when they lost him, Wolves. And they lost their coach.
Yeah, the threat was...
It was like...
Attacking threat was a
you
bit...
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, so signing a guy like him is...
So gonna... signing a Costa and I believe such teams, like a midfielder, an experienced midfielder and a striker would work for them. But
they
if,
do. They do have a João Moutinho.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's he
okay,
was,
okay. Now,
he was
now, now we're talking.
That Monaco team.
Yeah, now we're
Bernardo
talking.
And them. Yeah, he was in that. He's a baller.
Now we're talking. I think smaller teams, when they taking players in terms of experience and obviously they can now afford the player because they're no more that expensive now because of their aging. They must use them to obviously influence their players, their younger players.
Yeah.
And then second thing is, like how I think it was a beautiful thing with Pep with the defender from. Dortmund, and you have a striker, and you have a striker from Dortmund.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a mistake. I think that that's a planned thing whereby this person will also teach the others how that person plays because literally the play is between the back, which is defense, and the scoring. That is City. The middle. You don't know what's going on. They'll kill you in the middle.
The middle
you know what
is
I mean?
Crazy.
Yeah, the middle, they'll kill you. Yeah. That's why they
then
can
you know
shoot. Yeah, so I believe the smaller teams, if they look into that, maybe that will like make the smaller teams now challenge, bring up. You know, like your Ajax. How Ajax, they have small players, but they trash Madrid like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We were all shocked. And how they were playing, that UEFA was the best.
Oh,
nah, that UEFA was the best. Madrid was shocked also.
Yeah. And again, we're going to talk about the UEFA just now. But that's some exciting news.
Yeah, that is exciting.
And then less exciting news coming in from Chelsea. And that was the sacking of Thomas Tuchel.
What do you think? What do you think?
Your thoughts first. Your thoughts first. What do you think of this? Was it too soon? Was it right? Was it wrong? I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think after last season, they were third or fourth.
Yeah, they were top four.
I don't think that's a good reason to sack him. And this is like their seventh or eighth match in the UEFA? Not UEFA, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Seventh,
I think it was
eighth.
Seventh, yeah.
But that's not a good reason because it's not like other matches he didn't win.
Seventh.
It's just that probably maybe because he won one and then there was a draw and then there was a lose and then the lose with the 1-0. Let's be fair. At the end of the day, second half, at the end, when the match was about, when the game is about to finish, how Chelsea was... They really tried.
Yeah.
If we have a good goalkeeper, if we have people who are determined opposing us, we can't now put it on the coach or the players. We just have to. Hence why with the City and Madrid, I was not that angry. I was only angry the extra time because of what the ref did. But other than that, I was not because these are two teams that are willing to do whatever. And then whoever wins from there, fair, they won because they showed to wanted more. You get what I'm saying? So for me, I don't know. I don't think it was a good thing to sack him because they did the same thing with Lampard and then Tuchel came with the, Thomas Tuchel came with the same players and then he made miracles.
Mm.
So sometimes I don't know, but I believe there's politics in this. I believe politics is involved with whatever, with the sacking that happened, because I think it was too quick.
Yeah, it was way too quick.
Too quick. And he he done the signings, your Sterling and all of them.
Koulibaly.
And then you take the same person who signed, the person that's going to come next didn't plan for these people. Mm. So it's you're even for me, you're making Chelsea go down the log even more. Because now this coach has to now adapt to all of this. And how many games are they going to spend? Especially now, games are going to be rushed because of the time, because of the World Cup. Sure. So it's a mess. What they did is a mess. I think it was too early. Wait for the World Cup. Let's relax, and then I think we can start talking sacking, and then put the new guy in. At least he can have a month or so, 2 months or so.
World Cup time.
You know what I mean? Think and plan or whatever. So that when they come back, at least they fighting for fifth of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the coach can have a new season next. So I think it was a quick and dumb decision, and they will go. Obviously, if they prove me wrong, they prove me wrong. But yeah. I'm willing to say this on air, they won't make it to fifth.
Oh my goodness. So no UEFA for Chelsea?
No. Not with Arsenal. If Arsenal keeps up the way they're playing, Tottenham, already you saw Tottenham, they will fight for UEFA.
Arsenal
saw that Conte doesn't play with UEFA. He'll fight for it to the end. And this guy, like big ups to that guy also. He got the team, almost the season was about to end when he got the team.
Yeah.
And then he was able to
transform the side.
Transform the whole side. And then next thing you know, they're in UEFA. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm. I think, like you say, it's a mess. Because if you go and look at Chelsea's... yes, they've been in bad form. But, I mean, they were still sixth in the Premier League. Mm. Still sixth. Won 3 games, drew 1, lost 2. You know, but that's one thing that we have to remember about Chelsea this season. Was that this guy Tuchel, like put in the new players, you know? So he didn't, like, he wasn't like a Man City who, like, already had a strong squad. And then you put Haaland on top. But we have to remember, Chelsea lost Rudiger. Christian Pulisic, Hakim Ziyech. Those guys weren't really in good form. They lost Werner, lost Lukaku, you know? So it was a shaky side. And then plus you're putting in new players, Koulibaly, who's never been in the Premier League. You're putting in Gallagher, who came back from Crystal Palace on loan. So the side itself wasn't really that strong. So I also feel like they never gave him enough time.
Then you put in Sterling.
Who's just used to the ball
coming to him.
Yeah, he doesn't work. He just gets the ball, cuts in, shoots.
I feel like that guy has a magnet,
you know?
That the ball also has. The ball always comes to that guy for some weird reason. And he's so short and small. But he always scores. That's big ups to him too.
Yeah, big ups to Sterling. But yeah, I also think that the Tuchel sacking was a bit too early.
And he took Aubameyang too.
No? Oh yes. And all of the signings. I mean, there's like 9 players that he brought in. Aubameyang, there's a meme that I saw that said he was only reunited with Tuchel for 57 minutes. So, some sad news.
Man,
so
that's sad.
I wonder how, because they actually brought in the manager from Brighton, Graham Potter, who I think is a flippin' good coach, because Brighton is fourth in the Premier League. So I think he's a good coach, but I don't know. Like you said, you know, going up against your Arsenals and Tottenhams, who already have a rhythm. They're already going, and then you only want to start running now. Like, you're not going to catch up.
Did they take Brighton because he beat Tuchel?
Yeah? Who?
Did they take the Brighton coach because he beat...
He did beat Tuchel,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's the first one to beat Chelsea.
Hey!
3-0.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, it makes sense. that's a bad decision.
Yeah,
let's hope Graham Potter does Potter magic.
Yeah.
And brings Chelsea back.
And if you think about it, last season how we started with right. Thomas. No, oh, yeah. With Thomas himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Thomas.
He was one of our challenges. In fact,
it was
Chelsea, then City, and then Liverpool.
Kaku was on fire.
Yeah. So I think that was too quick, and I believe Tuchel was still going to give us a nice, like, we're going to have a nice Premier League movie.
I think
because we had all like the world's best coaches in the Premier League.
He brought in the players that he wanted.
Yeah.
But they didn't give him,
yeah, they just had to give him enough time. The same time they gave him last season.
Yeah.
So that was bad. I think that was a bad decision.
Yeah. And now on to the main topic. The UEFA Champions League.
Mm.
So obviously we had some mouth-watering fixtures last week. And I don't know. It's too early to ask this question. But who do you think is going to take it? I know it's too early, you know, but how are you seeing this one, this season, as we close?
You see, the trick in this, ne?
Okay, there's a trick.
The trick in this is that I haven't seen a lot of City and Bayern in the UEFA.
Do we want to see that?
We do.
Yeah, no, we do need
we
to see
do
it.
We do, because we need to know. Because you don't know between the two teams.
No, you don't know.
You know, one thing for sure, this Barca, I believe City, because even the strong Barca, City still held.
Yeah.
But obviously under the same wizard Pep.
Yeah.
It's very hard to when they had Pep, we had no chance.
Nah, no, we had no chance.
They killed us.
No chance.
They killed us. They trashed us. You know,
Messi
showed us flames. I hated him since. But when we had Pep, we saw how. Yeah. Next thing, we were challenging team against Barca. I was shocked. Our second leg, I think we won them the second leg.
Yeah,
I was shocked.
Aguero was on fire.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was like, flip, City has really transformed. Bayern, I remember I don't think it was a UEFA game that we played with. I think they won us or we won them.
Oh, this one, it was a friendly or a cup game or something.
Yeah,
it was a charity match.
Yeah, so, because mental, you become different with UEFA as a player. You
for
become
sure.
different when it's Premier League.
For sure.
As a player. Your coaches change squads. They cause off.
There's a lot that
goes
in.
You get what I'm saying?
There's a lot that goes in, yeah.
So when the two teams, it's going to be like City and Real Madrid when it's Bayern. And we don't know this Bayern with Mane inside. As we said, they now grew even stronger.
Yeah.
How crazy are they? But one thing for sure I'm ready to see. Is are they gonna break their seven with Barca because they're in the same group? Because the last time they played, was it 6-1 or
8-2?
Was it 8? Oh, so they already broke the seven.
Yeah, it was 8-2.
Oh, so now we're gonna see if they're gonna break.
I don't know if I'm gonna.
From 8 going forward.
I don't know if I'm gonna watch that one. I might.
So I go with With City and Bayern, but obviously I'm a City fan. I'll go with City taking it, but
for sure.
But City and Bayern, if they play together, that's where I sit and close my eyes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think with this season, there's a lot to consider. You know, there's still the World Cup. You know, there's potential injuries that can happen, potential signings. There's a lot. But to keep it short, Barca won't make it. I feel the defense is too weak. Still too weak. Yeah, so I feel Barca won't make it all the way. Real Madrid, I'm hoping for a shocker. Like one of the small teams, like does something. Benzema breaks his leg. Like something hectic. But Madrid, I'm hoping, because if they stay in, you know, the landscape can change. You know, because that team, like, they never win enough. Flick.
Mm.
They don't. Oh, my goodness. So Madrid out somehow. And then obviously Tottenham's not gonna make it. They're not gonna make it.
I like how we just
they're not gonna make
just
it.
Outruling the other teams.
PSG.
Mm.
I don't know.
With their 2-0 though, I was disappointed.
Yeah, no. The PSG
it's not
now.
Like Juventus was
no.
It's not the same.
The PSG now, currently, is not gonna make it. This one.
Yeah.
But you know. Messi wants it, you know. But I feel like with them, like, it has to be a thing of Bayern is out, City is out, because City has an outstanding record at PSG.
Nah, cause City,
I mean, City, PSG is the one big team that I'm not scared of.
I like, know. One thing for sure, you know, last season, or like first, we lost first leg 2-0. Literally, you can ask Tix, if you can ask him on his on his social media. Yeah. I literally said to him, are we going to win the second leg?
Yeah.
Because I just saw, I was like, we flipping hit the whole game. These guys had no chance. Now we're going to win.
They set the goals.
And literally we won.
Yeah. So I feel like this PSG right now is, yeah, it's not going to make it. It's too shaky. And then, obviously, Bayern Munich is the team right now that can stop us. Mm. Yeah, but I feel the favorites for this season is Man City.
Yeah.
Like, legit, no bias, nothing. But if you look at Man City now, yeah.
Yeah. That team is crazy.
I don't think... because even with our defense, like, sometimes they concern us. But the fact that we, like, attack, we're so strong. I feel like Pep is going to just... Like, Akanji coming in. Like, come on.
I think, you know, with the game that we was it a draw with Aston Villa? You know, not even Aston Villa, Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
Cause that's 3-3. Because that's where my thingy was with the defense. Yeah. I think with that,
the way those goals came
with
in.
That Dortmund guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's quite quick also. He's quite fast. I checked him.
I know him in FIFA.
He's actually faster than Diaz.
Oh.
And Diaz is like our fastest center mid. Stones, he can run, but I don't think acting, he can react.
His reflexes
are not as good as Diaz. Diaz, Walker.
Ake is quick with pace, of course.
Yeah, Walker, obviously.
Walker's
reflexes. I think they should, and you pace. Should just tone them down a little to say, Walker.
It's too aggressive.
Relax. Cause he's beautiful with his reflexes. I like them, you know. And then Stones is obviously slow with his reflexes. He's only good when it comes to scoring goals. I don't know
John
why.
Stones is a
his
finisher.
Reflexes with scoring goals, he scores. I like him there. Yeah. So I think that guy is going to bring,
Akanji.
He's bringing a different feel in defense.
Yeah.
And when the team starts trusting him, because he's also confident. Also, I like that about him. He's confident. He's saying, I'm here to prove myself.
Not just to participate. I'm here to take over.
I like that. So if we have the two strong, because if you see one thing about City, we actually more mental players than we are like football players. Real Madrid. How did we lose? They scored. We became scared inside. It was an internal thing.
The mental
and then
thing, yeah.
We messed up. We literally. But when we were happy,
good players. Good players.
When we were happy, we scoring.
Dominating possession.
Grealish came. He did that opportunity. We were so happy. Like, you know what? We're not gonna lose this. And then, I think our beliefs changed.
Yeah.
What they scored? Oh, flip! Yeah. And then
the ref, you know.
Yeah. So.
But the Newcastle game was a good sign of that fighting spirit.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. You saw how we came back. I also like Erling. He also has that thing. Beautiful behavior. Erling, beautiful behavior. Beautiful.
Man City is taking it. It's confirmed.
Alvarez, beautiful response to him not getting the shine and Erling and how that doesn't affect his play. In fact, I feel like that makes him want to like even play more to prove himself when he gets that opportunity in the field.
He's gonna bury it.
Like and that's, I think that's also a thing Pep plays with. Because we had Gabriel, he did the same thing with Gabriel.
Yeah.
Aguero, you know what? But I know when I want a goal, I'll put someone who wants to prove, because surely they will give me a goal.
Jesus.
And he used to do that with Gabriel, and that's why Gabriel was like our star.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So interesting how Pep thinks. Because even what I'm saying, I'm not definite that's how he thinks. But looking at the play, looks like that's how he thinks. And I like the fact that he likes people, his whole team to play everywhere.
Yep.
You know, only Haaland can play everywhere. But
you'll learn soon.
Yeah.
But no, it's fine. They
next thing you know, Haaland is running that side, squaring the ball.
The funny thing is, we'll score.
No, he will. He will. City is crazy. Nah, I hear what you're saying. City is crazy.
Non-biased.
They give me goosebumps when they play. I feel like I've never seen them do this, but I have. But I feel like...
I almost feel like it's a cheat to support them. But anyway, what a good show.
It wasn't a City show, but how it finished on a nice City pick. That was good.
And on that note... I just want to thank you again, Mr. Calvin.
just to say, our producer is a Man United fan.
Yeah, I don't think he looks happy.
I think he's bored right now. He's like, guys, you all have to finish.
Guys, this time
show,
is gone.
This show is boring, guys.
No, but we do have to finish as we close, as he looks at us. This has been the VAR show from myself, DJ Sticks.
And Calvin, what do you think about the 2nd of October between United and City?
No, I think.
What do you think?
Haaland.
I think that's going to be a hot game because I literally enjoy how United is picking up. Because they have that.
No,
play.
For real.
I like that. So I want to see.
Ten Hag and Pep.
I want to see. I can't wait for the 2nd of October.
No, it's going to be a tight game for sure. But 6-0 City. Yeah.
That's how we go out.
Yeah.
Peace.
Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.
I mean, you had to know this would go happen. GS. No compromise. And just in case you didn't know, I'm doing thing. I'm Bible off up in this thing before you talk to me. I know demons talk to me, but I know angels walk with me. I be moving with the peace, monopoly, not hard to reach. Yeah, throw money at a stripper, but complain about offering. You know on the third day rose, don't you get exposed. I got foes everywhere I go, I stay on my toes. That's a must, they be filled with lust, ain't no fear in us. Homie, trust God, stick with us, and it's a stick with us. Oh, you a thug, you on demon time, you ain't showing love. Take my life, I already gave my life and got it back in blood. Out the mug, yeah, I'm underrated, that's an understatement. I've been played on 100 stations, I've been nominated. I got patience, don't care about playlists when I'm a fave. Nah, face it, he gave a great gift, I bet not waste it. Make this, they want a facelift, I know they hate this. They fade this, on vacation, he's still the greatest.
Give me that book.
I'm not lazy with it, not a baby with it, with that thing. I don't babysit it, I go crazy with it. I the word, he the cheapest guy, ain't no shady business. He ain't said, yeah, the angle said, I ain't playing with it. Oh, you with it? Well, come and get it. You and all your feelings to your heart, then to your head, knock you out your fitting. Yeah, that feeling, yeah, that's the spirit. We acquainted with it. When it's done, he get the credit. We can't say we did it. Caught a